High court considers online shopping.
Should your purchase be tax-free?
Trump lawyers, mystery client.
Michael Cohen never represented me in any legal matter.
New hope for people with a deadly cancer.
This new approach is a game changer.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that could alter the landscape of online shopping. It's a battle over sales taxes. States say they're losing out on millions of dollars. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
The question before the court, is it time to repeal a law that dates from the age of the mail order catalog, exempting businesses from collecting sales tax if they're shipping out of state? Big bricks and mortar retailers like Apple, Target, and Walmart generally do collect state and local sales tax on online orders.
Many small businesses would be faced with a terrible compliance burden.
Economist Peter Morici.
They would have to allocate taxes to all 50 states and to many cities and counties.
But more than 40 states are asking the Supreme Court to abandon the old rule, which they say is depriving them of billions in lost sales tax. Steve?
A federal judge has refused to give President Trump and his attorney a first shot at reviewing documents seized in a raid on Michael Cohen last week. She suggested an independent lawyer might get the chance first. And amid the struggle about that, it was revealed Cohen had done work for Fox News personality Sean Hannity, an ardent backer of President Trump. On TV, Hannity downplayed it.
They never involved any matter, any, sorry to disappoint so many, matter between me or third party, a third group at all.
Stormy Daniels was in court, too. Some Cohen documents could involve her.
My attorney and I are committed to making sure that everyone finds out the truth and the facts of what happened, and I give my word that we will not rest until that happens.
CBS News White House correspondent Major Garrett tells us additional U.S. punitive action against Russia in the wake of what's going on in Syria is on hold.
You will see that Russian sanctions will be coming down.
U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley said new sanctions on Russia would come Monday, but then President Trump intervened, delaying a decision. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said more sanctions were merely under consideration.
We're going to have to get serious about sanctions on Russia.
Arizona Republican Jeff Flake said the confusion over Syria made the U.S. look weak.
It's not a good sign if we're walking back statements made just a couple of days ago.
The group of seven nations has endorsed the U.S.-led airstrikes on Syria. CBS's Seth Doan has visited what had been a rebel location not far from where an alleged chemical attack took place.
We've just been brought into what we've been told is some sort of bomb factory. You can see bins filled with mortars here. There are shells around all over the ground. Just above us, some sort of artillery or rocket launcher. These are the makings of a war.
President Trump is at his Mar-a-Lago estate, and CBS's Stephen Portnoy in West Palm Beach says he'll sit down with Japan's prime minister.
This two-day South Florida summit offers the president the chance to hear directly from the Japanese leader about his concerns, as Mr. Trump hopes to get a firm date on the calendar for a meeting with Kim Jong-un. Shinzo Abe was reportedly blindsided by the president's willingness to meet with Kim, who has flown missiles over Japan. And then there are the sticky issues of trade. Japan is not exempt from Mr. Trump's new tariffs on aluminum and steel.
In a tax day op-ed in USA Today, President Trump says the economy is roaring and people are winning. He says GOP tax reform means this is the last time people will fill out outdated, complicated forms. A government watchdog says the EPA violated federal law when it bought a $43,000 soundproof privacy booth for Administrator Scott Pruitt. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
The Government Accountability Office says the EPA should have alerted appropriations committees in Congress to the cost of the soundproof booth. Agencies are prohibited from approving expenses of more than $5,000 to furnish, decorate, or improve the offices of presidential appointees without first telling Congress. The EPA says it will send Congress more details about what it calls a secure phone line.
The U.S. and Britain have accused Russia of attempting to plant malware on internet routers and other equipment around the world to lay the foundation for future cyber attacks. The joint statement says government and private sector organizations are being targeted. The Starbucks CEO could meet today with the two black men who were arrested at a Philadelphia store. And CBS's Michelle Miller says a Los Angeles incident that surfaced is also raising questions.
In the newly resurfaced video, a white Starbucks customer named Weston tells Brandon Ward he had no problems getting access to the bathroom.
You asked for the code and they just gave it to you, right? Before you made a purchase.
Yeah. Ward, who was refused the code minutes earlier, then confronts a Starbucks manager about the apparent double standard.
Business. This is not your business, though. Okay, you may be a store manager, but you're not in charge.
He says a security guard escorted him out before police arrived.
It should have been a sign right there that said whites only, because that's how they treated it.
A new study finds a drug that boosts the immune system has improved survival rates for people with the most common form of lung cancer. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
For years, we have been stuck with very few treatments for metastatic lung cancer. We have made progress with standard chemotherapy, but it hasn't been good enough. And this new approach to combining immunotherapy, which helps strip a cancer in the lung of its cloaking mechanism and allows the immune system to see it, that is very dramatically helpful in patients with advanced lung cancer.
Well, the good thing about items made from plastic is they pretty much last forever. Environmentalists note that's also one of the bad things. CBS's Jim Shenavy on Something New.
British researchers say they've created a mutant enzyme that eats plastic. They were experimenting with a bacterium found in a waste dump in Japan that seemingly degraded plastic, and by accident, they made it better. It now begins breaking down certain types of plastic within days.
Well, the actor who had the last word on TV's Night Court has died.
Is that so? Okay, that's contempt, Chucko. One day in the county jail.
Harry Anderson played offbeat Judge Harry Stone, who had a thing for music and magic. Police were called to his home in Asheville, North Carolina, where he was found dead. Foul play is not suspected. He was 65. A familiar story may be told in an unlikely setting to settle an argument about whether it should be retold at all.
You want to tell us what really happened?
Broadway producer Scott Rudin is offering to stage To Kill a Mockingbird at a federal courthouse in Manhattan. He says it'll prove Aaron Sorkin's stage adaptation is faithful to Harper Lee's novel. The executive of her estate is trying to stop the show from opening on Broadway in December. She claims it deviates too much from the book. Jeff Daniels is set to play Atticus Finch. Tony winner Bartlett Schur will direct. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
A familiar face in Washington is on the mend. Senator John McCain's office says the 81-year-old Republican lawmaker is in stable condition after surgery to treat an intestinal infection. McCain has been in Arizona all this year undergoing physical therapy related to his brain cancer treatment. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.